You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, we are live. Fog's starting to lift. Man, really foggy. You know what that means? The warmer temperatures and some actual sunshine today, which I think everyone can use. Senator Chapin Rose joins us live on this Wednesday morning. Senator, how are you doing? How is your family doing?
We're good. They're good so far. Hopefully you are as well. Sounds like you are. I think everybody out there needs to take the precautions, obviously, but this is unprecedented times, obviously, Brian. And I know I wanted to echo something that was just on your advertising banner there. We had a phone call with the Illinois Hospital Association Monday, and their number one request was to get the word out that if people think they've got this, if any of the symptoms, please call first. Don't show up in the ER. Don't show up in your provider's office. Call first so it can be handled appropriately. The worst thing any of us can do is walk into the ER and infect everyone in the ER that has to work there, because more than likely you're going to be able to be treated at home. But obviously, there's the obvious exception to this, which is if you have, emergency, can't breathe, serious respiratory distress, obviously call 911. But if you've got the sniffles, if you've got any of the symptoms, just call your doctor first. Don't just show up in the office. They couldn't stress that enough.
Yeah, and here in Decatur, if you don't have a doctor, Crossing Healthcare is taking those phone calls, and they're manning that 24/7, so literally. And that is important. We clearly don't have enough tests. I don't want to get into a political conversation about federal right. government versus state government. But how would you grade our leadership here in the state of Illinois? It seems like there is a bipartisan cooperation, at least on the surface level, of everyone just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, it's more than the surface level.
That's good to hear.
We have been, I think, very much there is no politics in this from my point of view. There's been a couple points in the last week where some tempers frayed and some politics got involved. I just think that's a waste of time. You know what I mean? It's time to be better spent trying to acquire supplies. Here are some facts, which are a messy problem. A lot of the equipment that is needed, these PPE equipments, are manufactured in China. Well, all those plants got shut down while they were working through that. The good news is at the beginning of this week, China's plants are back up to 50% production. They expect to be nearing 100% by next week. That's all good news, except that you have to get the equipment here. So that's the next tactical issue that has to be dealt with is, okay, production's moving again. How do we get it? And by the way, I want to say something about our Illinois manufacturers. The Illinois Manufacturers Association has stepped up big time, so much so that the governor has actually asked them to be a triage point to identify Illinois manufacturing capacity to begin producing some of these supplies internally. So we don't have to have these tactical, transportation issues where you go find it and bring it back here. On the testing, the same song, second verse, because one of the three components of the testing process was largely manufactured in France. Italy and France have going through this. That was on right after China went through it.
Yep.
So there was just a worldwide shortage of this stuff. Again, a little bit of good news, not much, but a little bit of good news through the efforts of, our state, largely again getting the politics out of this, but giving credit where credit's due. The governor's office, the Illinois Manufacturers Association, a lot of us. In fact, I was up at 10:30 last night, sending in local people in our area in the 51st Senate District who might be able to manufacture some of these PPE. Items, but on the testing side, they're exponentially increasing the amount of tests available every day. There'll be plenty of time for people to point fingers about what did or didn't work, but the facts are the facts. We came in third in this after China and Europe. There's a worldwide shortage, and again, in the case of the PPE, the manufacturing facilities themselves are closed because everybody had this virus.
All right, Senator, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but yeah. I want to ask you this question. We had Mark Densler on yesterday talking yeah. about our manufacturing here. On the other side of this, when we crawl out of this, and we will, and when we rebuild, yeah. Have we, if what I'll be looking to you and to Rodney Davis and to the governor and to the president of the United States, why are we not manufacturing this stuff here? I mean, why would we literally put our lives on the line, whether it's pharmaceuticals or medical equipment, PPEs? I mean, you go down the list. My hope is on the other side of this, we have learned a valuable lesson.
Brian, couldn't agree more. I mean, you just said it. I can't argue with that. I absolutely fully agree, and I think for decades to come, this is going to be a paramount priority. And you look at how this is going, that supply chain breakdown, and there's no other way to say it, has cost lives and will cost lives. And so at the state level and at the federal level, particularly, this is going to have to be a paramount priority. Couldn't agree more for all the reasons you absolutely stated. Can I say one other thing about now Decatur and your guys' efforts?
Yes.
I think it's not necessarily unique to Decatur, but it's pretty cool how you guys have done it. You deserve a compliment. I think your catering and to-go items you put together, the list of all the restaurants that was open, absolutely awesome. And I haven't seen that in a whole lot of places around my area, but I think it's absolutely awesome that you're doing everything you can to support your local your local restaurants. I think that's really cool. And, you know, you're seeing this all over. Every community, every town is doing something really neat to deal with this. You know, I know in my own hometown, all the grade school teachers got in a car caravan and drove around in front of all the grade school kids' houses waving at them the other night as a teacher parade. You know, it gives a little bit of spirit, a little bit of hope to these kids. So, everybody's doing something neat. Everybody's doing something that brings the community together. I just wanted to compliment you on that because there's enough negative. People also need to remember the positive.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And by the way, you see a lot more of the positive than you do the negative. The negative is just louder.
Absolutely.
All right. We talked about the Illinois Manufacturers Association. Caterpillar's large mining truck made right here in Decatur made the Final Four here in the state, about the coolest things made in Illinois. We need your help. What are you going to do? Step up, buddy. You're our senator.
We'll try to get the word out. That's awesome. Yeah. Look, our manufacturers are awesome, and I really mean this to comment. I'm glad you had Denzel on yesterday. They have stepped up so big to help us acquire additional supplies in this crisis from all over. They're just incredible. And, I hope the best for Decatur in that competition. Pretty cool. Look, we got to get back to some other things for our older folks and everybody. Keep the social distancing. Can't stress that enough. If you are a child care provider, this is the big thing that's happened last 48 hours. The governor now has emergency rules up. If you are servicing the children of essential workers, this came up in Clinton where the power plant is. When you close providers, a lot of those providers' parents worked at the power plant. There is a opportunity to get emergency license that's on the governor's website. I absolutely would encourage you to go there. If you can't find it, feel free to reach out to us, send us an email. Go to our website. There's a form there. We will help you get the appropriate information. That child care emergency licensure thing has just hit, and I think that's really, really important we get that word out as well.
Yeah, and this literally executive order by the governor is going to continue to be sort of a living, breathing document, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a series of executive orders, but, last Thursday when the stay-at-home order went into place in the essential services, that leaked the Chicago Tribune at noon, but the actual list of who was essential, who wasn't out until 4:30 or 5. Well, that 4.5-hour period there, the phones ring off the hook of who's what is it, who knows, because it isn't public, but it's in some newspaper thing. So I would urge everybody to, before you just print something and cause a panic, let's get the facts out there first. And that's the same thing that happened when he issued his child care closure order.
All right, now, Senator, save that for the Chicago Tribune. We didn't do what they did. All right, buddy, we got to roll. Thank you, Senator Chapin Rose.